Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show this Wednesday. In this episode, Jill and I talk about wholesaling houses and land. How do we do it? What's the meat of it? Let's get down right to the basic stuff and some of the ways that people do it really well and some of the mistakes we see. Before we get into it in tremendous amount of detail, Jill, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Kathleen asked, what do you do when subdivisions never put in the roads? There are some county roads somewhat close by, but not leading to the parcel I'm looking at. There are also some well-worn out dirt or gravel paths that are obviously being used, but not labeled on any county map or GE. I'm not sure what that is. Something leading to the parcel. I have a bunch of possible parcel purchases in this area, but many are in the situation. When does a parcel truly have no access?
All right, so there's a few questions in here. I'm going to answer if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
There's a few questions in this whole statement, and Kathleen, thank you. This is in true to form, as always, it's a very, very, very intelligent, well-thought-out question. There are two types of subdivisions in this country. Number one, picture this situation. There's a farmer who has this couple thousand acres, or a rancher. He's got 10 kids or 3 kids. They all get married. He wants to start to parcel out those properties. He splits it all up into 40-acre properties and gives some to one kid and another kid, and he goes down to the county and gets all separate APNs and breaks it all out. Perfectly normal. Happens all the time, quite honestly. And then the kids end up, after years go by, not having any interest. So now the property's left and it's kind of cut up. This type of subdivision, in general, is what Kathleen's talking about. There's no real roads or access, and it was never meant to be that way. It was only meant to be ranched or farmed. Before subdivision regulations were happening at all in the 50s and 60s, people like us were allowed to go do this and break it even down further, down to quarter acre properties or whatever you thought, without any regulations, without putting roads in or anything. So there's a lot of different names for these types of subdivisions, which I'm not going to go into, but they're out there, and they're people own them. And sometimes Jill and I even target those subdivisions, quite honestly. West of the Mississippi, I actually know most of them by name.
It's true.
So there's that type of subdivision, and then the second type is the one where you live. Whether you live in a house or an apartment or wherever, it's been subdivided through what's called entitlements, and then so you make a commitment as a subdivider or the developer to put in roads and utilities and really improve the property and develop it. So those are types of assets we generally don't get involved in at Land Academy. We get involved with the former. Why? Because there's a chance to buy them so inexpensively. All right, so those are subdivisions. What really is access? Well, there's two kinds. Legal access and physical access, and they're pretty self-explanatory. When you look at a plat map and there's dotted lines and there's roads and it's all platted easements, there may or may not be a road there, but legally, it's all platted out and you could get to it if you bladed a road in. And then there's physical access, which is really what I think everybody's concerned about from a purchasing and a sales standpoint. Is there a path to my property? Is there a road to my property? Is it paved? Is it a county-maintained dirt road? Is it privately maintained? All of that stuff. So it's very difficult to answer this question, and this is her question. When does a parcel truly have no access? I would argue never. There's always a way. And most states have some type of statement in their statutes that says if you own a piece of property, no one can reasonably withhold access to it.
I agree.
That doesn't address the issue where, okay, well, I went to look at my property seller and there's a locked gate and a rancher with a shotgun standing there.
Right.
So
I agree.
You have to balance price and all this other stuff. Should you seek out property with no way to get to it ever? No. Is it going to come across your desk? Yep. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to ask yourself these questions right here. I could see there was a road here a lot of years ago. It's kind of grown over. And if I had a good day with a four-wheel drive, I could get there. Is that legal access? And on the plat map, there's dotted lines. I can see it. Mm-hmm. That's legal and physical access to me.
Exactly.
Can you take your Volkswagen Beetle there? Probably not.
Right.
So, you know, there's what you do have to do if you're going to look into it. This, what you are required to do ethically, in my opinion, and usually by law, is disclose what you know about the piece of property that you're selling.
Right.
So if you're going to look into whether or not, like Kathleen is here, in great detail, mm-hmm. whether or not the property has physical legal access and then get the answers,
right.
you're required to disclose that. If you never look into it and don't really care, and you say, here's a picture of it on Google Earth and here's the plat map, this is all the research we've done, we don't know, you're required to disclose that too.
No, and I love it. It's too easy to whatever you find out, it's A, the right thing to do, and B, it's good. It's, I think it helps. So whatever research I have done in a posting, it's in there. If I have a plat map, I can see the map up to this point. This is where the road is. I can see it's a dirt road at this point. You know, I put that in the posting. That's just going to help your buyer too. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, you do not want to improperly convey something to a buyer, because if you do, they will come back and probably ask for a refund at some point, yeah, saying, hey,
which you're going to get promptly give them.
And you're going to give them.
That's right.
You're going to go, well, that was a waste of time. Yeah, because you didn't properly set them up and let them know, you know, what this is. Hey, you need four-wheel drive and a GPS. And the right guy is going to go, oh, that's exactly what me and my hunting buddies want.
Yep.
We're going to have, it's going to adventure to get out and find our property, and no one's going to be driving by and making noise. Correct.
Somebody and the person that calls in right after that wants to drive their
RV,
then can't get there.
Right.
And that needs to be clearly
different property.
That's right. And they needs to be clearly, that needs to be clear.
Right.
Because you don't want to do a bunch of refunds.
Exactly.
Here's what we don't buy, and I'll wrap it up on this. We get a lot of property back in, where there's no roads to be found anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a square in the middle of a mountain range. All right. And somebody went and subdivided that a lot of years ago for whatever reason. And it literally takes a helicopter. That's the only way you're going to get there. That, or if you're a mountain climber.
Right.
At any price, we don't buy those properties. And we don't get a ton of them coming back. But then those are the ones where the seller's just begging us.
And it's legal. There's legal access. It's just good luck making, you know, are you going to build a tunnel? You can build a tunnel, right. But I don't think you're going to build a tunnel.
So it used to be back in the day before Google Earth, it was real difficult to identify that. But and again, technology has made this so much easier. Mm-hmm. So Jill and I stay way away from property that we just know is going to be a problem. Unless somebody's really seeking out impossible property to get to, we just stay away from it.
Right.
There's too many other ways to make money on great mm-hmm. deals.
Exactly.
So everybody's got a different threshold, by the way. You know, Jill and I know Kathleen. She's been with us for a while. She's very bright. And that, what you're describing, Kathleen, might be beyond your threshold. You know, you might do better with just drive right up access property. And how do you do that? You send more mail out. Mm-hmm. You review more properties, and you buy the ones that work for you. If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, this is the meat of the show, by the way, how to wholesale houses and land. Let's have an open forum discussion, Joe. What do you say?
Okay.
How do you do that? How do you wholesale houses? How do you wholesale land? Are they the same way? Are they the same approach?
You know, it's funny. I took this as, what is wholesaling houses?
That's why we do the show. Okay, that's right. Why there's two of us. I love it.
So
I love your point of view.
So here's my, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
You go.
Okay. So I was thinking, okay, what are the three things about wholesaling houses and land versus retail? I took it as wholesale versus retail.
Okay.
So my number one thing is, boy, is it easier.
Oh my gosh, for us.
The buyers are different. It's like, imagine you're a wholesaler selling mattresses. I mean, dream it up, versus a retailer selling mattresses. A wholesale person selling mattresses is going to call Sears, May Company, whoever. They're going to say, I've got the Sealy's, I've got this, I've got that. How many do you want? Put an order in. Nobody's talking about it. But their retail seller has a store. They got to come in. They got to lay on it. And they got to bring their husband by. And they got to feel it. And they got to see how heavy it is. And they got to see if it's, is it the thick top? Because are all my sheets going to fit on this? Or do I have to buy new sheets?
So the girlfriend.
Thank you.
I agree.
So for me, this is why I say it's easier and there's different buyers. And I'm not doing wholesale, what we do, land and properties. For us, is a dream not dealing with retail. So now, it does mean the prices are different. And I'll get to that.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, so number two is my number two is wholesale land and houses. Is I'm not improving it at all. I'm not making it prettier. I'm gonna go with my mattress store example. I'm not going to put pretty sheets on it, cool pillows on it. I'm not going to have a spotlight on it. I'm not improving it in any way. I am taking very accurate photos and maps and a description. But again, a lot of my buyers, they don't need that.
Right.
Really, in the wholesale world, it's so great. My buyers, they know what they're looking at.
They know the business.
They need a county and an APN and my price.
Right.
You know, that's really the state, county, and APN. That's really what they need. So, and they can go find it too easy. And then number three about the topic is wholesale and is price. I'm pricing it to double my money and move on. My goal here is volume, not maximizing price, not getting retail prices. I just want to move. Great. I moved 10 mattresses of these, of 20 of those. And it was exactly what I wanted. I'm out. And I hope that guy puts lights on him and does a fantastic President's Day special and makes a whole lot of money.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Wholesaling is predictable. It's much, much, much more predictable than retail. So you set up a machine. If you're this type of personality, and I am, you set up an acquisition machine or a manufacturing machine in Jill's mattress example. And you have very predictable sales, very predictable acquisitions, and you can predict how much money you're going to make. And many, many, many times, it's a lot less than a retailer. But retail sales go up and down with markets and all kinds of stuff. So for me, and I think Jill's the same way, it's a lot easier for us to buy a bunch of property and then just wholesale it out than it is to kind of just put up our shingle and wonder who's going to walk through the door in a retail environment. Mm-hmm. So but the trade-off is you know, you can make, you have to have pricing. Can't get greedy with that. Right. We've all been taught, whether we know it or not, consciously and subconsciously, to get the highest price we possibly can for real estate. And that doesn't fit within the wholesale model. And a lot of people never get over it. And it keeps them out of this business.
It's true.
House, I'm going to ask $450,000 in a $300,000 market. I see this every day.
Right.
That 40-acre property, there's 40-acre properties in that area. Last month, they sold for $62,000. And I'm buying it for $8,000. I'm going to try to get $62,000. That's not wholesaling, and I understand that, especially right. If you're new. Our model is we bought it for $12,000 in a $62,000 market. We're going to sell it for about $15,000. And we're going to sell it to the person who's going to go get $60,000 for it.
Yeah.
I want them to make more money than us.
Right. I do want to double. That's kind of my goal. I want to double it. And that's what we tell our folks with pricing. Your goal is to make double, and you're still going to be way underpriced than any similar comp you can find out there, because you want to blow everybody away.
That's right. I mean, I love being an acquisition expert. That's what we are.
Uh-huh.
We're pretty good at sales now too, but you know, we don't seek out to be sales experts. We literally find a buyer before we go look for assets. We take their order.
Do you know what's so funny about that? That's the thing. That's one of the biggest, I think, people come to me and go, what do you mean sales aren't a big deal? I'm like, I never think about sales. I don't get excited about sales. Yep. I don't have an issue with sales because we buy it right. I really don't. And it's kind of funny because for years, Jack, I was a salesperson. And I don't do any selling anymore because there's really nothing to sell. It speaks for itself.
Yeah. I mean, either get it or you don't.
It's kind of like, I hate to say it, our staff's almost like order takers. I'll take number 3, number 5, and number 7 on this property list that you just sent me. Okay. I mean, seriously.
That's what happens.
That's really how it goes. That's what's so funny, you know? And so it's really, it's a whole different world. And it's, I think it's hard for people to imagine. What do you mean? You don't have to talk to them about this? No one wants to talk about.
Yep.
You know, and that's the beauty of our website. Look, go look at LandPy right now.
Pin.
Sorry about that. LandPin.
You guys know who your website is? What's the name of your website?
It just changed.
I know. For years it used to be Landstay.
It's Landstay forever.
And to save Jill here, it's LandPin now. Like, picture a big red pin.
Right. So anyway, if you go look at LandPin, there's a way for people to check out online, input their credit card information, and have a deed just delivered. Like, no talking. And that's the beauty of it. And it really happens. And there's a lot of buyers out there that's how they like it.
I do.
That's the way.
I love buying stuff online as a consumer, so I don't have to talk to anybody or go shopping or any of that stuff. You know, if you're not that kind of person where you want to talk to everybody and really socialize and get to know everyone, this may not be for you.
Or you can. Well, here's the next step. That's what a lot of our buyers are doing. They don't know how to. They're not the acquisitions people. They buy from us as wholesalers. They know the value of what they're getting. They know us, and now they're going to mark it up and dress it up and have a pretty spotlight shining on it, and a banner in the window saying "Come on in, free cookies when you lay on the mattress."
Yep.
And they're going to get retail prices, and we are very happy for them.
Well said.
Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your wholesaling real estate ambition. Good show, Jill. I love wholesaling.
I know.
We still retail property inadvertently, but... Uh-huh. You know, the tagline on our website is land acquisitions for resellers.
Right.
If you happen to be a retail person with good manners, we're happy to happily sell it to you.
That's it.
If we get an email and we do every day that says, what's an APN?
Right.
That's not the direction we want to go.
No, it's perfect because, yeah, our customers are all very smart, including the retail ones. And that's the thing is we'll have plenty of people that they are, when I say retail, I mean like, they're the end user. They're buying the property for themselves, for the cabin site for their family and that kind of thing. But they are smart because when they come to us, we're not going to hold their hand and say, oh, the view is spectacular. Isn't it, Mr. Smith? We stood on it for an hour ourselves because we didn't. So this is the point. We tell them that, look, here's the deal. We really are wholesalers. That's our thing, but we sell to anybody. So you're getting a great price. So for that price, it's not going to be staked. I'm not going to stand there with you and I'm not going to do this. And the right people will go, oh, I get it. Done. Sign me up. Seriously. And there's plenty of people that go, okay, well, thank you. I just was checking and, and that's okay.
What we do now is refer them to a lot of our members who love being retail sellers. Mm-hmm. They love making there's one guy who makes $40,000 a deal or he doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
And he's very patient about it and really good at it.
Right. And that's perfect.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.